Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Duger with Science on the Radio. The lobster, Humaris americanus, is abundant in Northeast oceans. The heaviest lobster recorded weighed about 44 pounds, or 20 kilograms. Lobsters have five pairs of appendages, the first pair being enlarged with claws. The larger claw is used for crushing prey. The smaller one is used for cutting. A pair of antennae on the head of the lobster enable it to sense the environment. Lobsters have no arteries, veins, or capillaries, but have an open circulatory system, whereby blood is pumped through open cavities. The abdomen of a lobster has six segments, each having a pair of swimmerettes, primarily for swimming. The most forward pair of swimmerettes is used to insert sperm into the female. Lobsters lack an internal skeleton, but have an outside skeleton known as an exoskeleton. Lobsters grow by shedding their skin and growing a new exoskeleton. At one time, lobsters were fed to poor people, servants, and prisoners. Eventually, lobsters became a high-class and expensive delicacy. Despite humane objections, lobsters are commonly killed by putting them into boiling water. I wonder what it feels like to be boiled alive. Yuck. I guess I won't be eating lobsters for a while. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.